Hey, everybody, before we start on this episode, I just want to let you know that we got a playlist that we put in the episode show notes description that will be all the music that we're talking about in this episode. This is all of our favorite Christmas songs and how we rank them, and we thought it'd be a cool opportunity to do Lunsford's new format of a podcast that's music draft. So that's what this episode is. And we go through our favorite Christmas songs because Christmas songs mean a lot to us, and obviously music means a lot to us. In that, we feel like it connects people, it connects us, and gives us something to do. So anyway, we like to make Christmas music, and we kind of always do that, and are evolving a little bit of what I consider, I guess, is a new emerging genre. I think I'm calling it croony emo jazz throwback music. I think if you put those elements of what emo is and what jazz is and the way crooners sing Christmas songs of the past, those are all in our skill set. So we enjoy making Christmas music that's a little bit out of our normal genre. But we've done an EP. There's Blue Christmas is the single that's out now. So we put our Christmas music in that EP in a playlist along with this Christmas music from this episode. And like I said, I think music is for connecting people. That's how we use it, at least. So it's for gathering together and doing stuff. So why don't you take our music and this music and you know, plan a gathering, have some people over, and let this playlist and our music be a little bit of the background to real stuff in your life. So yeah, use the playlist of this episode's picks, which will be in the show notes and description, and along with Emery's latest croony emo jazz throwback EP, Blue Christmas. All right, y'all will enjoy this one.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da is the most wonderful time of the year. Everybody, ding, dong, ding, dong.
With the kids jingle belling.
Okay, thank you. It's the fucking Christmas song music draft. Let's go. So really funny, I know the first line to every Christmas song and not the second line of any of them.
That's true.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your toes. That's it.
Your nose.
Your nose. Fuck.
Jack Frost got a foot fetish.
All right, we're it's a music draft. We're doing Christmas songs. We got some good categories, and we got pretty much all of Emery and definitely all of the It's All Over podcast. We got Matt, Toby, and Devin, the big four. Well, they're the big three, And I guess am I a big four? I don't know. I don't know how is Dave the big four? Like, Is there versions of the big four?
Are you asking if you're more important in Emery than Dave?
Not in Emory, but in
in the world,
in life,
in the world. So yeah, I mean, Christmas. I'm excited to do this with y'all. I know Toby and Devin love Christmas songs, and I think Matt loves Christmas a lot.
For sure.
So I thought this was a good.
Do you know people that say they don't though? I mean, there's this. People, you have to be. We all know we're contrarian and stuff.
There's some Scrooges.
But Scrooge. That's what I'm saying. You can't. You have to be a legitimate Scrooge to not admit and say you like Christmas. There probably are some people, but you got to be contrarian. Even as a contrarian, I can't figure out a way to not say I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think one of my friends from high school posted, said something like, if I could have my way, Christmas music would start on Christmas Eve and end the day after. I'm like, that's stupid. That is so stupid.
That is dumb.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, the day after Halloween, I'm on it.
I mean, it feels legitimate to have Christmas music rolling early November.
I try to hold off. And this year in our house, I allowed, because I do control this, Hallmark Christmas movies were okay to start like a week ago. So we're recording this 2 days before Thanksgiving, but no real Christmas, like no Elf, no, you know, no like Scrooge or Christmas Story. But like a shitty Hallmark, I let that be on the TV. So
I've got Christmas lights in my room here. My whole yard is complete already.
So did y'all like do like Christmas? Y'all like sang Christmas songs in church or something like the choir? Like what did y'all do when you were a kid? What was Christmas songs and music and all that to y'all growing up?
I don't remember it being a huge thing at church. Because we grew up in
Christmas play.
Yeah, we did Christmas plays. You didn't do
pageant.
Christmas
well, we did.
Pageant.
Yeah, we did the Christmas pageant. Did some of that Christmas play, but it was super non-Christmassy.
Yeah,
you know, what I mean, it was like just religious.
It was just We Three Kings and.
Yeah, it was it was like that sort. I mean, it, you know, but we would sing some Christmas songs, I think, at church, but not. I don't remember it being a huge thing, but maybe a little.
Yeah, we had Christmas Eve service at a candlelight.
Yeah,
where we sing the Christmas songs and hymns. Christmas Eve service too.
Yeah, the churches I grew up in always did a Christmas play where
we had a play. Yeah,
you know the musical. I guess I was like the little drummer boy. I had to go dun 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 and walk down the aisle. And, you know, you had the three wise men, and you had Mary and Joseph, and then baby Jesus, and all that. You know, it was that all the time. But it was actually really cool. Like, your church members were up there on stage acting like the third wise man.
You know? Yeah.
And it was really fun. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking it was just the coolest part of the whole year. Maybe that's why I like Christmas even so much, because I just thought it was so fun, because it felt like everybody really was like kind of coming together. Like you had these actors and it's getting cold and it's just,
got to rehearse.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever land a big part?
I never did.
No. I think I was Joseph one
Shepherd.
Time.
Shepherd.
Nice.
Wow.
I think I Random but Shepherd. There wasn't many. Who we didn't was have Mary, many potential dude? Cast members at my church.
One time I got to be a wise man, maybe drop a gift off or something. But.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I got to do that when I was, like eight. Wise man.
Have y'all seen Four Christmases?
Yeah, just I was about to bring it up. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn, when he gets that part, is so funny.
Dwight Yoakam's the pastor.
Yeah. Have y'all seen that, Matt and Toby?
Four
Christmases is with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. But they go to their different houses, but he gets roped into a church play, and it's very funny.
And he just starts at making shit up, like he totally off the story of Jesus. It's so good. All right, well, let's talk about the draft. So, same main rules as always. We're doing a snake draft. So, we're drafting music like we draft fantasy sports, okay, if you've never listened before. So, it's just like however you would imagine that. It's like you got to draft a quarterback, you got to draft a center, you got to draft a kicker, like whatever. So, it's a snake draft. So, we start at one, and we go one, two, three, four, and then fourth pick will pick again, and then back up and down. And then tonight we got four categories for Christmas songs. Y'all ready for them? Y'all already know them.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know them. I haven't done anything. I'm joking.
Now, this first one, Cassie, my wife, said she'd never heard of it. Crooner.
She'd never heard the word crooner.
How is that?
And so are we clear on what a crooner is? I just wanted to make sure.
We are.
I think
we're good.
I don't know about America.
Yeah, I thought everybody.
But you don't
know
what percentage of the population she represents. You never.
Yeah,
know.
I don't know.
Not zero.
Yep. And then
she's
we
not
got...
literally the dumbest person in the country or anything.
we got a rock and roll Christmas song. All right, we got the saddest Christmas song, which I put that in there because I actually think Christmas is really sad. In
it's got a
lot
little
of ways.
Sad tone to it.
I've had two friends in my life commit suicide during Christmas, so it always kind of takes me back there. I'll drag it down a little bit, there. Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Christmas songs sound sad to me.
They have a sad tone at times, yeah.
And then this is, I'm most excited about this category, best use of a Christmas song in a movie. So that is very fun, because it's like we get to pick a movie on a music podcast. Draft podcast, right? So you're picking the song, the performance, and the movie. All right. So
I'm gonna win that one.
I can't wait to hear it. Rules.
Home Alone. No, I'm
now you got to pick the specific song. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And talk about that scene, right? So.
Right.
Rules. Same song cannot be drafted twice. Same artist or performer cannot be drafted twice.
Okay.
So once Bing or Frank or Nat King Cole or whoever the fuck is off, you can't use them for any other performance again. And then I think those are the two main stipulations there. So you can't draft the same song more than once, and you can't draft the same artist. Oh, also same movie. So in this draft, if in the movie category – you can't draft the same movie twice. So if someone takes Home Alone song for one of their picks, that's done.
Okay.
So are y'all ready to do this?
Yep.
And how many do we pick in each category? Do we only...
So one for each. One. You have to assign one pick for each category.
Yeah.
And you can do it in any order you want, but it has to be one for each, and you got to defend your pick and... You know,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We'll call bullshit if we don't think it's good. So,
all right.
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen. We're going to get this draft order. Y'all see that?
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Spinning. The first drafter is.
Ooh.
Looks like me.
Who's going to be? Who's
that? Again.
Devin!
Come on.
I got first last time, and I'm not sure I like it.
All right, Devin first.
And we'd like to thank wheelofnames.com for sponsoring this show.
Not me.
Me, baby.
Like Toby up next.
That's close.
That might be Matt.
No.
Matt.
Oh, damn it.
This sucks.
Right.
Be last. Then that means I had to pick twice.
Aaron.
Yeah, it's me.
You get the snake
but
spot.
The
is
two
a good
times
spot.
In a row, though. That's
hey, it's
kind of a pro.
Yeah, because then you get a real feel for where everybody's at.
But anything that I wanted probably first or second would be gone, you know. But all right.
Maybe so the categories is you can jump categories anytime you want, right?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. So Devin, Matt, Aaron. Toby.
Oh,
and my
man.
Computer's being weird, so sorry, give me 1 second. I'm gonna pull
So I'm gonna get whatever I want minus whatever Devin picks.
But
so
here's what sucks about going
there.
First. I know there's a positive element, you get the potentially get the best pick. But sometimes when there's not a there's no clear it's not like you got, the number one draft pick coming out of the Alabama in draft. You know what I'm saying? You got an even playing field. You gotta figure out what strategy. Because I don't get another pick for seven
picks. I can tell you on this one, or really on any, the little bit of strategy there is you do want to get something that will prevent people that would have wanted it in other categories too. Like, mm-hmm. you can spoil whole categories by picking smart and getting, the top. So isn't it my worry about strategy here is how to think about the category still. Like if when you're doing the movie one, is it really about the usage or is it just the opportunity to grab the best song? Kind of like that's the way I'm thinking.
Or the
about
movie. Will people respond? Because people vote on it. Will people just respond to the movie even?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Or are you trying to pick a crooner song in a movie to spoil it for the crooner category? Like there's plenty of ways to think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Let me ask a quick question.
Okay.
I don't think it gives anything away. But if you pick a song in one category, and it is a song in another category in a movie. You can't do that, right?
It's spoiled. And the same singer is spoiled. Yeah.
The singer and the song is off.
Not just in each category. It spoils the whole
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want the biggest thing you can get that's the spoilist of all, probably.
We've only done a few of these, but this is the most important first pick in the history of music drafting, I think will be for years.
Wow.
This pick right now.
This
That's what I think. This one. Because we're not going to, if I do this podcast for a long time, I got to wait at least 3, 4, or 5 years to do another Christmas one. Can't do it every year. Just,
All right.
Yeah, you can't do it every year.
This is big. This is huge. The pressure is high.
I'm just over here on the sidelines watching.
Okay. All right.
Well,
I'm going to go with one.
Tough.
This is tough, man.
Is it though?
I think.
Just do it.
All right. I'm just going rock genre.
Oh wow. Best rock Christmas song.
I'm going rock
out
genre
the gate.
First. Out of the gate.
Out of the gate.
And I'm going with Jingle Bell Rock right off the bat. I think that's the best rock Christmas song of all time. Okay. I don't think you can even
so that
with it.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has
And that means that song is gone.
That song's off
from
the
any
board
category.
Any category.
Yes, done.
Right. But so, that doesn't spoil yeah. Jingle Bells itself, but Jingle
no,
Bell
no, no.
Rock.
Jingle Bell yeah. Rock. Right. Okay. That's right. A whole different thing.
So that okay. knocks out Home Alone.
No,
yeah. No, it knocks out another song from Home Alone. Home Alone.
No, but it knocks it out.
You
of
can't
Home Alone,
use that song in
yeah.
Home Alone.
Yeah, right? yeah. You can't but, use but that I, specific song. But if yeah. there might, maybe there's a different song from Home Alone.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, there can be a different song, but I'm yeah. just saying, like, if that was in your list for best Christmas song in a movie,
yes,
then that's it for that long.
You're done.
That's what, yeah, that's what.
Yeah. Devin, why'd you pick this? What do you?
It's just so catchy, and it's just such a quality song. It's like it has like the just the essence of Christmas. It feels like the way you feel when you think about Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like Jingle Bell Rock. I mean, that's what it is. It's like somebody who just exactly interpreted the happy-go-lucky kind of feeling you get.
Totally. Makes you want to dance a little bit, and, you know. And
that's the way I feel about it.
Ice it's just, skate.
And the guitar.
It's amazing, yeah.
I mean, it's just such a cool part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. So I just think it's a super song. It's hard to beat.
It's great.
It's great. I'm honestly a little surprised to see it come off first.
Sure. Fair enough.
Because I don't feel like it spoils really? A lot for anybody. Yeah, I don't feel like it spoils a lot for who performs that?
Buddy Helms. Donald,
Buddy Helms.
Buddy Helms, oh. The original, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, so yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Bobby Helms. Oh. I'm sorry. Bobby Helms, not Buddy Helms.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little surprised to see that come off first.
Sure. Hey.
I think it's pretty solid, but yeah. But yeah, I see.
That's a
I
thought song, it for I, sure.
Yeah, you know, I thought it could cross genres.
Yeah,
I think it's a potential genre crosser. Yeah, if you get my drift.
Yep. Oh sure, yeah. You might. I think it, to me, it feels like you probably ruined Toby's movie pick, but
no,
based on his reaction,
you didn't because
it's not in. I don't think it's in that movie.
No. Yeah,
actually, anyway, you think it is.
I was
but
thinking.
It's not.
I was thinking of the wrong song.
That's right.
Now I think.
Yeah. So don't
now
spoil that. But
don't
spoil that. That's
spoil.
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock.
There's
Jingle
a similar.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't want to even talk about it.
So it's
okay,
to me.
So who's
yeah,
so
Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's going to
well,
try and
I
act
think
the
it's
fool.
Pretty easy, but
here.
I think it's a relatively straightforward pick that I have the opportunity to get. So I got to get it. But there is question about what category I could pick it in. But
right. I know what you're going to say.
I think I'll just go with the most straight ahead possible one and say Bing Crosby, White Christmas as a crooner.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree.
Yeah, you can't be bad.
I mean, it's in a million movies, but I just don't feel like, and I might should take it in a movie, but I'm gonna resist that and just go straight ahead for the value of the song, and then see if I can pull something off with a movie that's more maybe more fun or more about the scene. I didn't want to take it in a movie just to get the song.
Yeah,
basically right. is why I'm going that way. But as far as I know, it's just the crooniest, classicky-est.
He is the definition of a crooner.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, it's just
that's probably
just
where
what
they
it
coined
is.
The term.
Yeah, I believe it's the best-selling of all time, biggest single, and everything else. You know.
Yeah,
it's.
I mean, I associate him with kind of starting that Christmas music, I guess, like in that way, singing
feels
those types
way.
Of songs. Right. I don't know the actual history though.
No, and then the concept of a white Christmas. My kids say, "I'm so excited for Christmas," and they know that it will snow because how can it not?
Yeah,
they're excited about Christmas because it's gonna snow. And the only reason they think it's gonna snow is because there's a song called "White Christmas," so
white
it must
Christmas.
Be going to snow, even though it's probably not gonna snow.
Yeah,
it's
just so such a strong concept. It's undeniable. It's the original. It sets the tone for all of what people love about Christmas and Christmas songs since 1942.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it today, and I agree, it's a great pick. I like Dean Martin's version better. It's a better recording. Good. Like, it's like Bing Crosby. I listened to it and I'm like, this sounds too early. Like, it's just too early for me to feel. I feel a little uncomfortable listening to it, even though I have.
Okay, you could argue there's better versions, but the category is crooner.
Yeah.
Now,
but Dean Martin's a big time crooner, but
I have a legitimate question. Okay.
Okay.
So there's the Bing Crosby White Christmas. That's just unbelievable. But what about the other version of White Christmas? By the Drifters. And
the Drifters is good.
That's that almost like a whole different song.
Yeah, it's different.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the same lyrics. It's the same song, but they did something unbelievable to it.
You're getting into the real problem with this draft with Christmas songs, because they've all been made 4,000 times.
Yeah. But this one feels like they just created something absolutely special and new. And I don't think there's too many Christmas.
So
I don't think there's too many Christmas songs like that. Well, all I'm saying is, that might be something to consider for future drafts.
In 5 years.
Anyway, the Bing Crosby is an amazing pick, but I almost like the Drifters version better.
I'm trying to win the draft, though.
He's trying to. I mean, that's so fun. So good. Anyway, good pick, man.
Is that the version that y'all cover? Like, technically, is that like what y'all? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up. I'm really happy about this because for all the clout that Bing has for being early and first, I'm just pulling Frank Sinatra off the fucking board here.
Nice.
Everyone. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas and crooner.
A merry little Christmas.
I just think it's my favorite. It's my favorite Christmas song to turn on and just feel like it's happening. Frank Sinatra is singing to me. It's kind of sad, but it can also feel good. If I got my wife and kids around me, it's happy. If I'm drinking alone on the couch at midnight, I can be sad. So I just love it, and I'm just so thrilled that I got Sinatra, because to me, he's the even though he wasn't the earliest, to me, he's kind of the peak.
Top crooner.
Yeah. Top, he's top crooner for sure, all time. It's not even close. So.
Now, I got to say, I love the Judy Garland version of Have Yourself a Little Merry Little Christmas as well. Like the original.
Yes.
Her voice is so cool and sad sounding too.
Yeah.
You know, there's that that kind of just sadness to the weight of her voice or something. So anyway, I love the Sinatra version, but I'd really love the Judy Garland version too. It gets me.
So here's the thing. I think what's really cool about the Sinatra pick is that he really was a star and still is today, you know what I mean? Like, his fame as a musician and I guess even actor, the star, just amazing, cool person, really does hold some clout. But I will say, when I think of Christmas music, I don't think of Sinatra, though.
Right.
I don't think of his career like Christmas music. So it was a very small part. So that's my only pushback.
I hear you, and I disagree.
I understand that. You picked it. I agree with you. I mean, I might be wrong.
His Christmas songs are huge. All right.
They are. But I don't know if people think of him as a Christmas guy like they do maybe the person I'll pick.
if you go to Frank Sinatra, I mean, Let It Snow and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas are his two, are in the top two, and of his Spotify.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're right. Go ahead. All right, Toby, you have two.
We can't have pushback?
No, you can't. I can't defend.
Sorry.
I can't defend.
Well, I'm saying you seemed a little touchy.
I never imagined that Sinatra would get any pushback.
Well,
in the category of crooner.
This feels in the category of crooner like, for Christmas
I'm
songs.
Certain Lunsford and his first wife had this argument or something. He's a little too sensitive. Yeah.
Toby, you have two like, picks.
Two picks in a row.
Two in a row.
Picks. So that
to
makes
clean it up.
This makes it really hard because what two categories do I pick?
Yeah,
it's up to you. You just got to take it. You got to try to win. You got to get the – you got
to
get –
You got four to pick from.
Shit, this sucks so bad because I could pick the best Christmas song in a movie. I could pick crooner because I think
– If it's the best song.
That sucks that both of y'all went crooner.
I didn't.
No. Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Matt
too.
And
yeah.
Lunser did. So true. I have to go crooner because otherwise – Devin's going to hit that, and then I'll only have, you know, there's a
– But if you think your crooner isn't the one Devin's going to take, you have the rest
I
of the whole show.
I think he could
be
taking it.
So you'd only be taking that to beat him to the punch on what you think
is
clear number three.
I get to make
two choices. I know who you're going to take for crooner, and it's probably not who I'm going to take.
It's probably not even going to take, so that's probably a bad use.
Really?
I don't know.
You're taking that now.
Say the initials of yours. Tell me the first initial of yours.
Toby's trying to gonna waste a pick here.
I'm not gonna waste a pick.
If you're wrong, Devin feels like he knows who I'm gonna pick.
Why does Devin?
I could
be wrong. On this guy.
I could be wrong.
Hey, now and I don't want. I feel like you're about to misstep, and I don't want to. But crooners can still be taken in these other categories too. Like
no, I know, but
you know
I'm
what I mean.
Saying,
like
yeah. I understand what y'all are saying, but I'm just saying. That since two have already gone to crooner, I think the one that I have I really like, and he was the first on my list.
Okay,
so I'm gonna get my number one pick in crooner.
Okay,
if I choose
so you get your number one pick.
So why take a chance? Because I believe Devin.
Wait,
do you think take a crooner song that's gonna put you at number one so far? Like that you'll be winning the draft when you get this pick?
I think that this crooner has. Two of the most important Christmas songs.
Shit, so you're going to take him off the board by picking the crooner himself.
Okay. I think I know who you're taking, but yeah.
Okay.
Who? Y'all tell me.
No, you got to make your pick. I'll be honest afterwards.
I'm picking Andy Williams.
Oh.
Okay.
Which I knew song? You'd pick it.
So, what? No
what
one was song? Thinking that?
I know you'd pick it.
It's
I already
the
knew
holiday
that.
Season. And Santa Claus is coming, and then it's the most wonderful time.
Yeah, but you can't say two songs.
What?
You can't pick one song.
No, I'm just giving my reasons. I don't have to. That's my crooner.
No,
you got to pick
a song by a crooner.
Song
oh shit! Oh yeah. Sorry. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Sorry.
Okay, because the other one
is your favorite.
I know that, and it is good, but you chose at least the best one of the two. But the first one you said wasn't even your pick.
What? Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's the most wonderful time of the year is the pick?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
No, okay.
Right. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Crooner, Andy Williams. I think that
it's
song
the most
is just,
like bam,
yeah.
Christmas time is
it
here.
Just,
like
just
I, that's
like,
strong.
And it's so happy and party and awesome. And yeah, I'm just saying these are his songs are important to the mood and the vibe of Christmas and getting started and the joy of it. And for a crooner, it's not sad. He's not white Christmas. But he is a crooner, I think. I think it's the holiday season.
Oh,
you know?
For sure, yeah.
I mean, so that's my crooner.
Good.
Crooner and pick is the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's what you call a tone setter for the season.
Yeah.
It's like Andy Williams shows up and it is on. It's the first day at Macy's after Thanksgiving. It's like bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of messed up a potential pick for me in the movie category. So good work there. You spoiled me a little bit, which you've already picked it, we can talk about it. But
what does that spoil?
Just Friends. Y'all see that Ryan Reynolds movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's like the climax of the movie where the shit, like the crazy Anna Faris character shows up screaming at the holiday party. And like the all the lights are flying down and all the dad's decorations are getting fucked up. And it's the most wonderful time. And Ryan Reynolds is just like, oh my God. It's just insane.
Such a good movie.
Love it. It's a great movie. But so yeah, great pick. So good job. Spoiled a potential pick for sure.
So we go backwards, right? So it's Aaron. Oh no, it's Toby.
No, it's Toby's got another.
Toby got one more.
Then Aaron.
So one now more. I know. So now do I pick best rock song? Do I pick saddest song? Do I go ahead and pick best Christmas song in a movie? That one sucks because I have some. That one's really hard because I don't know which one of my picks, you know, to pick for best Christmas song in a movie. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go best rock song. And Devin, what was your best rock song? You did
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. I think, man, this one's going to be divisive because some people don't like him, but I think best rock song.
I know. What are you doing?
I think I have to go Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
You fucker.
Oh,
you piece of shit.
That's a good choice.
I'm not going to tell you my other ones, but it was the closest.
That's I knew, a good one. I know what your other one was.
The second one, I was just
can't say it yet,
so I was shaking with not being able to say my second.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You can't say it, but yeah. That's a good one. I think that's a good. I think that's it.
I mean, it's so good, and he does. He only has such a small register. Like he goes, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. But it's so strong and manly, and it's like a manly dude that you know he really projects that really well, and he's happy. And
you
he's
got the
singing
sax
to everybody.
Solo.
Yeah, I mean the band is just amazing. I saw the. Live video of it, like the music, the video that has just so good. And I mean, Bruce Springsteen's voice is just iconic. So that's such a good one.
I had that number one for rock. So I wasn't going to take it anytime soon, I don't think. But that.
It's a good one.
That's frustrating for me.
Yeah.
That's really good.
All right.
Number two spot, though, is so hard not to choose.
I know. Yeah. I think I know what you were going to pick for two.
Okay, I'm up. Shit.
Choose carefully, man.
I know. So I think this could spoil a few things. I don't think this will spoil anybody's movie thing because I think where I was thinking about this for movie, I think that I'm probably the only one thinking about it. Could spoil crooner, but for sad. I'm going to go with the Christmas song, Nat King Cole.
Wow.
Oh,
sad? That's
I
the
think
saddest,
it's sad.
Huh?
I think it's sad. It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
There's some movie scenes where it's, and I'm not trying to double dip, but there's a sad movie scene in Catch Me If You Can where it's played, so I think about that. But to me, it's a very sad song to me. Do y'all not feel sad when you hear it? You feel happy?
It has the sad tone.
Yeah.
But it's not a fully sad song.
But yeah.
You know what I mean?
Christmas songs are not meant to be fully sad songs, I guess.
Both vibes, I guess.
But they are. Like.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about like, you're gone and I wish you were here right now. That type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like you're away from whoever you want to be around. And I mean, part of that's got to be these people like being gone on the road, right? Art, like musicians being gone.
Yeah.
Like, y'all remember, like, you're gone for holidays and stuff like that. And it's Christmas time, you're on tour. Yeah. And it's like, you're thinking about all these, you know, like, what would it be like to be around your family during this time? you know, you get home 3 days before Christmas and you feel like you missed it. So
I think that's probably where it
kind of comes from. So.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
All right. Well, good choice. Is it Matt then?
I believe it's me now.
Matt, you're going to help me determine what to do.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're thinking about. I mean, nobody's touching that movie because there's so many good ones. Because everybody's probably going to get what they want because it's not a clear. It's an unclear. I feel like everybody's going to get something they really are happy with in the movie category, right? Yep. Are we not all fighting over the same thing there? I don't think so.
We might be.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I'm feeling like, but I just don't know if that's the opportunity to get the strongest song. Because like when this draft board's posted and I see my roster, people don't think about the category so much. They're just going to see song.
The song,
And it's going to hit them the way it's going to. They're not going to hear it. They're going to see the titles. So you feel like maybe you're just trying to grab the titles that people will say that person won. Because last time when I did this show, I thought I was being a little more creative, and I think it stung me in the fucking ass.
You did.
So this time, I'm looking for the hits.
You didn't do that well, yeah.
So I'm torn here, but I'm feeling like avoiding. I think I'm going to get the sad song I want. I think I feel good there. And I think I'm going to get something I'm happy with in the movie category one way or another. So it's probably worth, but you know, I have one that I think the genre could be rock, but what if people say it's not, that's not rock, you know? So that's a concern I have.
Well take your time.
We can either shoot it down or not, but.
Just go for it, my friend.
If we really believe it's not rock, then we'll let you know, and you have to pick.
I'll just go with bait. Fuck.
Well,
because even I could. I'm gonna go ahead for saddest. I'm gonna jump to saddest and just make sure I get what I want there. For saddest Christmas song, I want "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree.
Okay.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. You know, so you go through this whole song. It feels sad. It is sad. But I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
What performance?
That's sad. I didn't even write down who the original performance is by, but let me look it up.
Well, it might cause a problem for you.
There's a Michael Bublé version, but is it Bing Crosby?
You could do the Michael Bublé version.
Yeah, I can just say Michael Bublé because I'm still going to show up on the board with this.
His song is super famous. So.
Yeah. You could take Bublé. You could take Dean Martin.
Yeah. Is there a Dean Martin version of that?
I'm sure he did it.
I think the Bublé one's more famous, though. It's, I mean, that's a big one. That song is massive by Boots.
Yeah, I think it's sad. I think it's sad, and it has that sad sign. But the whole thing is a twist to it. But If Only in My Dreams, like, it's sad because he's coming home, but not. It was, that's just a dream. He wasn't coming. Yeah. He's not coming.
Yeah.
Fucking
I had it on my list pretty high. Yeah, I had it up there. Yeah. If I had the
there's
Bing
even
Crosby
an Elvis
version,
of that actually.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So yeah, Elvis. I'll take the Elvis. I don't know which. I don't even know what they sound like. I don't know. I'm probably thinking of. I don't know. I'm not thinking of the sound in my head of my favorite version, but I'll take the Elvis version.
I mean, we listened to the Bublé version in order before we recorded that song, right? Isn't that the song we did?
We didn't record that.
What's the one I'm thinking of?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That was the Bublé version, though.
Saying Bublé has that Christmas one, too. He's done a bunch. But I'm trying to decide if I should take Bublé or Elvis off the board is really my choice here.
I mean, if you take Bublé off, that egg knocks him out of the crooner.
That might screw more people up.
Maybe.
But no, the crooner is all basically done, minus Devin. But Elvis only has one other big Christmas song that would be in the sad category, so I could knock that out. Or Bublé. So I'm going to knock out Bublé. I'll take Michael Bublé. I'll be home for Christmas.
I don't know what Devin's going to do in the crooner. He's got to go ahead and handle it.
He can wait till the end. He gets whatever he wants, so there's no reason to waste a pick on crooner.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just get right to it. I mean, I could be misled in how I'm thinking about this, but I absolutely will take...
Not absolutely.
With some hesitation, he will take.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I could go one of two ways here.
Okay.
And I thought I was confident in the way I was headed, but then I got a little
shaky.
Little something
when it came time to say it, it gets a little harder.
It's like a deer ran out in front of you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
See how serious this is, Toby? This is
I know.
Real.
I'm going to.
It's real.
I mean, you feel it. Okay. I feel what Devin's going through.
I'm going to take Elvis Blue Christmas in the crooner category.
Wow. I should have taken Elvis off the board. I almost did.
That's good.
Would you not consider Elvis a crooner? He's a different kind of crooner.
I mean, it's borderline, but that song.
I mean,
that
what
song
do you
is
call
crooner.
That
song is crooner, but Elvis is rock and roll. But
Elvis is rock.
You could have taken
rock.
You could have taken a lot of stuff there. So
no, I already have rock.
Yeah, it's true.
But
I'm
I was
sure it's
gonna
in movies, but
Blue
whatever.
Christmas for saddest it's song. Sad. I think is a possibility.
And it takes it out of the rock.
Right.
So you're taking it in crooner.
I think I'm going to take it in crooner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think he, even though he's a rock guy, crooning is basically like overdoing
something,
right?
Being low and like,
I mean, what else would you call that?
Keep going.
Oh, blue, you know, Christmas without you. I would define that in the crooner category, right? So
crooner, rock, sad, or movie that could have gone in literally.
Yeah.
Any category.
So I mean, obviously, Bublé is a huge crooner,
right?
Obviously,
and then Bing Crosby and Sinatra. That's the tough part there. They're mega crooner.
There was one more that I can choose. I won't say, but that would have been the primary category for this person. But it's more the song than the person kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
I feel like with the Elvis, it's a good pick. If I were judging all the crooner picks up against each other, I'd say, well, that's the least crooner pick out of all of them over.
Sure.
Between Bing and Sinatra and Andy Williams. And so I'd probably knock you there, if I'm being honest.
Well, some people might.
And they might
view Elvis as a crooner, not as much of a rock.
I guess it depends on when you got into him, huh?
Or how you feel about his music. You know what I mean?
Oh, like maybe some people think negatively. Like
or just like, I mean, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. I mean, that doesn't sound real rock. You know what I mean?
It's not well, like, with the drums and no.
Well, rock, you know.
That's what it was.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it was.
Yes, his voice, you could have, if you put Sinatra's band behind him,
sure,
he's immediately crooner for sure. You're right.
My point is just people's perspective of it. I know that's what rock was at the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't put those things, you know, in the same category in their mind.
Yeah. So, all right. We're going to take a halftime. We're going to do y'all's CTA here.
Okay.
For It's All Over, and Toby's going to run that. And cool. I'm going to take a piss break, too.
All right. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
We are having Christmas at King State. And, King State owns it. What's the name of the brewery that we'll be playing at? The Brutalist.
The Brutalist.
Brutalist.
The Brewery.
The Brutalist. It's a brewery. It's so awesome. Pete. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Nate own King State. In Tampa, Florida, and we're going to be doing a Christmas Songs and Stories event. This will be a special Songs and Stories because our full band will be there. Maybe not J-Man and his leg, but even though it's Christmas, he should start a band called J-Man's Leg. even though it's Christmas themed, we will be singing a few Emory classics. So that's happening on December 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at emorymusic.com. Shirts and posters also available. Get your tickets. It's probably going to sell out. It's going to be really packed. So go and get your ticket now before they do. Black Friday is here, my friends. Blowout vinyl sale, up to 75% off vinyl, CDs, and tapes. No code needed.
None.
And the sale runs Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So go to emorymusic.com for that.
Vinyl.
So much vinyl. 75%, up to 75% off vinyl, no code needed. That's so cool. Black Friday's happening at Marriott Supply too. 25% off everything in the store. I just made a big order today from
y'all. Got vinyl sex suits?
Yep, we got. Yeah, we sell vinyl.
Zip
vinyl
up things
vinyl
over your whole head.
Yep. And you want those 75% off if you know what I mean? use code Friday69 for 25% off everything in the store at MarriottSupply.com. That sale runs Friday through Monday as well. And Dr. Stormy, who's doing the Sex 101 podcast with me. I'm doing it with her. She's amazing. If you haven't listened to that yet, make sure you check out Sex 101. It's on all the feeds, the Spotify's and Apple and everything. But Dr. Stormy is also offering 25% off her coaching sessions. Book a discovery call by December 1st, and you get 25% off through Valentine's Day. Go to lovedeeplab.com and hit the discovery call button to learn more. And then lastly, please join Emoryland. Go to emorymusic.com. What a great gift to get your partner or yourself. Join Emoryland. Get all the music. You get a whole extra part due to this podcast. You get to support us. You get to have a good time. You get my goods email. You get all this music from Emory. We just put out in Emoryland a covers EP and now a Christmas EP, Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you want to be in Emoryland, join it now. And one of the big perks that you get as well is you get your name read on this. Now, can anybody read the name while I read what they sent in today? Now, this is the weirdest thing, but it just so happens that it just lined up perfectly. All these people sent in their favorite Christmas monster or Christmas demon.
Okay.
Oh, Christmas demon.
Yeah, because we're doing songs, you know, Christmas songs, so it's cool that they sent them in.
Cool. All right, well, Tommy Basham.
Well, this is a famous one, Krampus. Have y'all heard Krampus before? They made a movie or whatever about it. So, Santa's European counterpart and earliest incarnation, St. Nicholas, brings something other than just presents to your house. He brings along his demon sidekick, Krampus. While the good children get gifts from St. Nicholas, Krampus is given leave to mercilessly. How do you say that word?
Mercilessly.
Mercilessly.
Yeah.
Mercilessly. Oh, so it's like MRSA and then the name Leslie.
Mercilessly. But they say that.
MRSA Leslie. While the good children get gifts from St. Nicholas, Krampus is given to leave to mercilessly beat the naughty ones, shove them into his sack, and carry them promptly to hell. All right, next one.
Okay. Marcel Chamberlain.
La Bafana and Babushka. And this is obviously, I know y'all know this, in Italy and Russia and parts of Eastern Europe, we encounter a witch-like lady rooted in the fairy tale figure of Mother Holly, who doles out punishments for the lazy and riches for the hardworking. So, okay. Kind of interesting.
Kristen Houts.
The Stregel or the Stregel. In many places such as Switzerland, this rides with a throng of demonic-looking helpers known as Stregel, who love to partake in the feast offerings left out for them on Christmas by people hoping for blessings of wealth and health in the new year. But okay. In some places, Stregel gets to dole out punishments and, like, horribly robs and hurts children, tears them into pieces in the air.
Oh, nice.
Y'all are really enjoying this one.
Uh-huh. Israel Gonzalez.
Belschnickel. In some German and Pennsylvania Dutch companies, Belschnickel shows up a couple weeks before Christmas, filthy and dressed in rags and furs, to beat the children who have misbehaved. Why was all the stories always, I guess because they were telling Christmas stories to children, but it's always beat the children.
It's to get them, like, to behave and conform and do what they need to do. And if not,
it's so funny.
Demons are coming to get you. Yeah. And if you don't do right, they, you go to hell. It's just demons everywhere for you. If you get on my nerves one more time, if you don't do what we want you to do, you don't get the presents, you go to hell.
Wow.
Sounds pretty effective to me, you know.
That's parenting through the years.
We'll start talking.
All right, last one.
That.
Is this the last one?
Yep.
In every culture
across the world, they make up demons to scare children into behaving.
Because kids make you feel like they're demons.
Yeah.
You
just have to.
Rabowin. Sorry if I mispronounced that.
Gryla. I think it's Gryla. One of Iceland's most renowned figures associated with Christmas is Gryla, and it's a giant troll who is in a perpetual bad mood due to her insatiable hunger for children. Gryla comes down from her mountain dwelling to hunt for naughty children. She places them in a sack, drags them back to her cave where she boils them alive for her favorite stew.
Wow.
That's children.
So funny.
All right. Anyway.
I guess that's it.
That's it. Okay. Lunster, we are ready to get back at it.
All right. Let's do it. That was a good halftime.
Thank you.
Great halftime show.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. So we're back. This is going to be the third round coming through.
Yeah.
We'll wait till the end to recap picks, but we got a lot of stuff off the board. So, Devin, you get one pick. You already did your last pick. So,
oh, okay. I get
you have one pick right now. Yeah.
All right. So I've taken Jingle Bell Rock, the greatest rock song of all time, Christmas rock song of all time. I took that one. And then I went Elvis, Blue Christmas under the crooner category, which I think, you know, threw a little curveball, but makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense. Slightly controversial.
Well,
but makes sense.
Okay. I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saddest song. I think I can find a way out of saddest song pretty, you know, feeling okay.
Okay.
Movie song. A little tougher, maybe. It's like, okay.
Okay.
But. Okay. Let me just clarify real quick.
Okay. You haven't been doing that?
Yeah. There are Christmas songs.
Yeah,
there
what has everything before right now been?
I'm just thinking, Aaron. I'm just trying to get my thoughts in order, you know. As far as the movie category, we're talking movies that you enjoy.
Yes.
There are some Christmas songs that have stemmed from movies that maybe you don't really, you know what I'm saying?
But Huh. It's like, what was the best way the more Christmas song was here? Used in the movie?
It seems like usage is part
of this. Usage is part of it. It's not about just the movie. It can't be.
Like, okay. The song quality, right. You know, is there, and its usage. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else would factor in.
Okay. Well, there's one that I thought about that's off the board. But I think I got to go with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree on Home Alone.
That's huge. That's a nuclear fucking bomb. You're dropping this.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Also could have been in, that's the first one I had too.
Lives in my mind.
It's a great rock and roll song. That
one. Yeah. It could have been a rock, though. That's what I had that one in rock still.
Yeah, it could have been a rock.
So, but on some level.
That also takes out Home Alone. Yeah.
It takes Home Alone out. That's
Home
right.
Out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is massive Christmas movie.
Yes. And so on some level, listening. That is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, though. If you're going to argue it, Jingle Bell Rock, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is a B-rate jingle rock. Bell Rock.
Right, it is.
So I didn't want to take it in rock, but to take it there is very smart.
Yeah.
The scene, everything that scene, like, if you're mm-hmm. our age or, I mean, even my kids now, I mean, Kevin McAllister tricking the robbers doing that stuff. Like,
with the Michael Jordan doll.
They love it. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's
and that's
so
Brenda
funny.
Lee.
And you're saying that Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, is a knockoff ripoff of...
I'm not.
Jingle
I'm just
Bell
saying.
Rock.
I'm saying in the category of rock song, it went first. I agree with that pick. And it's like, if you had to go two, it is second in rock. That doesn't mean B-rate, but I'm just saying the word rock is in it. So it's very tempting for the rock category. However, there's already a Jingle Bell Rock that is unbeatable. So then you also have Rocking Around the Christmas Tree as number two. But here you get to take it to number one in the movie category, so I like that pick. But those are my two favorite probably Christmas songs. Jingle Bell Rock and Rock Around the Christmas Tree. That's probably my favorite too.
Yeah. Well,
kind of the rare songs that can't be sad. There's
it's
only
hard.
A few.
Yeah.
And they have rock in the title.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a good one. I mean,
well, good job, Devin.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, as far as because people also, they'll think about. You have to think about the movie you're taking it in, and
that
the movie itself is just absolutely a masterpiece. Yeah. So, have y'all ever read anything about the making of that movie? Just how much of a nightmare it was?
No,
I don't think.
Yeah, it was just like a total shit show. Like they didn't really have. Yeah, you should read about it sometime. But it's funny because John Candy came in, charged them. A shit ton of money for his like one day on set.
Wow. Oh,
really?
And they felt like it saved the movie, him being in there. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it was important to the
movie.
It
was.
Like, memory wise. You know, when you think back on it, you think about him.
Yeah.
And that seems. All right. Devin.
Matt.
Or is it Matt? Okay. Moved on to Matt.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm wanting to get into movies, but I feel like there's so many still good ones for that. And then rock song, I'm in a little bit of trouble. Not really. No, I'm not in trouble at all on that.
Okay.
I'm not in trouble on that.
Are you sure? Sounds like you're in trouble.
Yeah, but those are my two picks left. And I think I'm trying to figure out which one I have a less chance of getting. And I have one fun pick for a movie, but it's I want to win. I want to win, but I don't think I'm going to win for being creative.
I want to win, but I'm being creative on one pick. I'm giving myself one pick to be very
creative.
That's
where creative. I'm torn. Okay, so
and
I'm going
to... And I want to... When I'm creative, I want to get to really argue my point, and I feel like I can sway y'all into what I'm thinking with my...
But when the voting happens, you got that... It's just up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're just going to see the songs and be judgmental.
I get it.
You don't. The argument is good, but you got to help people listen to it.
I heard it.
Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and do rock here.
Oh.
This is maybe a.
I know what you're gonna pick.
No, I don't think you do. I don't know what you think I'm gonna pick.
I know,
but
exactly what you're gonna
this
pick.
Is a little. this might be a workaround, but I like it because we've established before. This is when I get to remake the argument that. Okay. First of all, White Christmas, I have that on my list, and it's like the best-selling single. Like, it's one of the most popular songs of all time of any genre. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm going to lean on an argument we've made on this podcast before.
Okay.
That Jingle Bells is the best song ever fucking written on earth.
Wow.
We've heard that argument. You remember the argument there? That it's the most universal. Ding, 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 ding. You know, that's everybody knows that. It is the most Christmas song. It's the most. Mm. So I'm going to have that on my list. In the rock category, Brian Setzer. Christmas band. Unbelievable. He has a Christmas album. It's unbelievable. His Christmas album is unbelievable. He has Jingle Bells on it. Jingle Bells is the best song ever written. Brian Setzer covers it. Like, so sure, that version is good or whatever. But I mean, you know, typically you think of the Christmas Carol, Jingle Bells, but the rock category gives me an opportunity to take that. So now I have White Christmas and Jingle Bells. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Is that the version that's a scuba doo doo bee? He does like the scatting a little bit.
I think he does scatting and stuff like that. Yeah, but
no, that's a really great version.
But Brian Setzer's all of his whole Christmas album is killer. Like I love. I mean, it's just him, his band, the way he does that is for Christmas. Excellent. All of that's it. Cool. But you know, gives me the, even though Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bells, Brian Setzer rock and roll, nailed it.
I respect it.
I don't know that version, so I'm gonna have to go listen.
You do.
I don't know. I don't know if I've heard it.
It'll feel familiar to hear that kind of that style of Brian Setzer in Christmas. It goes together and it's good and whatever. But in any case, I got the song. The IP belongs to me.
Okay.
Jingle Bells.
I have pushback, but I'm gonna reserve it.
No,
I want to hear it.
Pushback's welcome.
I'd never think of Jingle Bells as a rock song ever.
I agree.
So there's the problem. I never think of it that way. And Brian Setzer isn't really a big enough name to make you go, yeah, rock and roll. That's the only pushback I have there.
That's a rock song.
Well, he might.
I mean, it is.
Toby, he might pay the price if people look at that in that category.
Right.
And they look at it the right way. He could pay the price.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. I'm embarrassed for Matt right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Brian Setzer does do rock and roll. He does like that old school rock and roll.
Yeah.
So he did an adaptation of the song for rock and roll. Toby's right. It's not egregious enough to veto. I don't feel like as a group, like I wouldn't vote for a veto of that. Since he is putting it to a performance that is rock and roll, I guess. But in the spirit,
how else could you do it? I mean, like, how could that be disqualified? If the genre is, crooner is a genre, and you could do. There's lots of versions, but you have to pick a version of the song in the genre in the category.
Okay,
you're right.
Yep, that's true.
All right, I'm up.
We're gonna have a lot of people going to listen to Brian Setzer.
We just made him a
Spotify
load of money. About some royalties, bro.
I mean, it's rockabilly. He's a rockabilly band.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Is Jingle Bells public domain?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is cool.
Whoever wrote then that just means whoever records it can make all the money off of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. For rock,
what will you choose? What?
Also, while I'm on Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells has been used more than any other song in movies, by the way. So I cleared it out in movies, but it's been used in 373 movies.
Jeez.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah, you did clear it out in movies.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
I feel like I might get some pushback here.
Okay. It's powerful, man.
Well,
take it easy.
This artist is not a rock artist, but I think this song qualifies as a rock song.
I feel you.
It's got loud drums. It's got loud pianos, horn. Like, it's she did a rock song. There's nothing. You could not call it a pop yep. song. You could not call it anything other than what it is. You might call it pop rock top yeah. 40, but I think for rock, I'm taking All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
Whoa, that's what I was saying. Whoa, might not be whoa. Rock. That was the other yeah. one I was whoa, thinking of rock. Whoa,
that is a little bit too I much
think,
of a stretch.
I think of that as rock. I think it's rock. You?
I think it's got to have to be it's allowable, rock. But that's one I avoided picking because I didn't want to get in trouble. But yeah.
I mean, to me, that's it's very, very much in the same vein as Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Rocking
yeah. What else feels would that it kind be? Of, that's, just how some, much older is that, though?
I know, but what else it just feels in that vein, like rock, kind of rocking.
But Mariah Carey's not a rock like artist. Pop, nobody would say. R&B.
She's not a rock artist.
That's a stretch, yeah. I think.
That's a but pop R&B song.
I think it's a smart pick.
It's an R&B pop song.
It's not R&B in yes, any is. Way possible. How is it R&B?
What do you mean, how is it R&B?
That's not R&B. I think it's really interesting. Well, not the vocals. The way, the I mean, you know how they use it in those videos. Like it, the song yeah, sets you horns. Off. It's rocking. I mean,
it's got some movement to it. I'm not denying that. But I'm not pop. That's what pop is.
It's pop rock.
Look, you could choose the My Chemical Romance version and be on solid ground and still have the same song.
Well, no, I mean, hey, hold on.
I think it's allowable.
Put it to the vote. Veto me if you want, and I'll pick a different song.
It's allowable. It's allowable.
No, it's a stretch, but I thought about taking it and didn't.
No, I'm not. Hey, again, okay, just like Jingle Bells, what they see on the screen is what they get.
Can I, you know, Mariah Carey is one of the songwriters on that. That's awesome. And then Walter.
No, it's also original for her.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great song. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, is it?
Wow. I mean, that's by far the most money maker in her whole career.
She wrote a classic.
Yeah. But I typed in on Google, is All I Want for Christmas a rock song? And this is the answer that Google said. All I Want for Christmas is You is an up-tempo song. Composed with pop, soul, R&B, gospel, dance pop, and adult contemporary influences and stylings.
Okay. Well, take it from me. I'm fine. I'll take it something else if we don't agree. But I feel like.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Matt and Devin are. I think maybe,
I had it. I saw it somewhere show up.
I think it's soft rock.
I would love to have it in a category.
It's on the soft rock channel.
I saw it show up on a rock list and felt that I would be ostracized for taking it and thought about taking it. So I had to at least give it borderline. But again, that made me pick Jingle Bells in rock. So I like the creative usage of the category to try to get an all-time song.
Even though you already got the numbers, it could definitely be playing on a soft rock channel.
And we'll let people judge him again. Maybe people will say Jingle Bells, Brian Setzer is clearly rock, and that's bullshit that he picked that. Maybe they won't vote for him. Right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, let the people decide.
Yeah, I'll stand by there are other honorable mentions, you know, to come. There are other rock Christmas songs that I even like better and think better define being rock because they're by rock bands. But I feel like that one's gonna pop on
I mean, that's a popper because people like the song.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. The IP you get there is high level.
I mean, I wanted to have it on the list, but
you could have taken it a different way if you're thinking
about
it.
You could have gotten
a right? movie. In movie, if in Love Actually. Yeah.
Good spot in a movie,
Love Actually, you could have taken it there. So.
Yeah, that would be a really good movie pick.
I'm pulling it for rock, though. So let the people judge. Toby, you got two.
Toby,
your last two picks.
Your last two, this is it.
Boy, okay. I'm going to go creative on this first one with my saddest song pick. Okay. All right. Now, I am not joking what I'm going to say, and this is real, and I want you to give me a chance to explain why I chose this song. Okay. The song that I choose for saddest Christmas song is Christmas Shoes. Could you hurry?
Beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. No, stop there.
Okay.
Now, that song is considered cheesy or fun, right? But only now. At the time, think about Creed and Scott Stapp, you know. Their songs at the time weren't considered, I mean, maybe some people thought they were cheesy, but I mean, now way more people do, right? Like, at the time when it was written, Christmas Shoes was like, man, what a sad story, this little boy. Now, I know there's some redemption even at the end, but redemption is sad, too. You'll be crying. You're just like, oh, I'm forgiven. I can be healed. Or, you know, I actually believe if this song is true, which is, I did find out it's based on an urban legend, if this song is true, then it is the saddest story in a song. I think out of all the songs, I was looking at all the, like, if you really looked at it, like, this is a real story about a boy going here, trying to get shoes for his mom, she's sick, and now she's got all that stuff, it would be, in fact, the saddest story in any song, from, or the, maybe the most, so... I think if you look at it as it was written to be real and true and mean something about, you know, loss and trying to understand and our God in every way, and a mother dying, shoes are just her size, he didn't have money, a man, you know, standing behind him and going, listening to a story and then buying the shoes. I mean, if it's true, if you heard.
Doesn't like, have to be true.
You know, if.
Be sad. No. That's, you're okay. If you're you on heard, solid ground if, with
if,
it.
If you heard that story, if you heard that story,
no
you
doubt
would go.
That, it's sad.
That is the saddest Dude. Story. That's in a song too. Like I, like when I think about in a song, what's sadder than that?
Yeah, I mean,
now,
I got
because I can't say my other pick.
Who,
I won't say my other
it?
My other
who sings
pick.
Christmas
but,
shoes.
I think new song. Wrote.
Oh God! Okay.
No. That, it's,
all right. All right.
In the year
so
2000,
it's not my pushback.
I saw
my
new song one time.
My criticism. It is sad, but is it good?
No, it's not good. But I'm just saying, even if you hate the song, it makes you sad.
Yeah.
So even if it's you think it's stupid, it makes
Christmas
you sad
song,
that you're having
so
to hear
you think
it.
It's true to the.
I mean,
through true
it,
to the
it,
category.
It hits every person. Like people that hate it. Feel sad. People that love it feel sad. I think in every possible way. That I was really close to another one, and nobody's picked
we'll
it yet.
Mention
and I was like,
it later.
I should just do that one, but no, I know
you're
but,
going further, down.
But that one,
yeah, you're going down Matt's road on the last podcast that, or draft I did with him. It's creative. You're trying to be true to the category in some way. Matt did
but
it
you,
on yeah. wild card.
You pay a penalty sometimes. Yeah. Well, it was wild card.
Matt took
might pay a penalty.
Matt took wild yes. card as let me be wild, not like hey, it's a bonus. Not like, oh, hey, look, a little extra.
Wild.
Like, I wanted to pick this band, but couldn't
wild.
Find room for him. Yeah.
Right. No, I didn't want to. Yeah, exactly. But let me support Toby with further lyrics from this song. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes would make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Damn.
God.
Good Lord.
Get you.
I told you, man. If you sang that in like a deeper, real way, you know what I mean? Like it would, I mean, I'm just saying actual lyrics. when I looked at other lyrics, they were sad, super sad. And they're even, you know, sound like real story, but that is like the sad story you would put. Like somebody said, write a super sad story. Be about a kid's mom dying on Christmas. I mean, it's like, it doesn't get more. That is the saddest thing you can think.
I have
a little boy's mom is dying on
sure.
Christmas, and he's trying to get her a present. About to start tearing up in this mom. All right, I got another pick. I got to get going here, right?
One more.
Rounding it out. You have
all right. So, my movie. Final category is best Christmas song in a movie. Now, this one was hard because I definitely did have Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Number one in my book, but then Devin stole that one. And then I was like, what do I want to pick? And then to me, I think this song is just so beautiful and it's so well written. Like the other songs feel iconic and they mean something. But this song, not only is that, but also just phenomenally written and well played. And I'm picking Christmas Time Is Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Mother
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep. Oh, I love that.
That's a great
pick. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
From Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
It could have been the sad one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had it on my sad list.
But the words aren't really sad.
Christmas time.
It's just the music.
The tone is sad, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nice. I love it.
Yeah, and it's a great movie. Yeah. The movie's awesome. Everything about it.
Yeah, it was a strong one for me.
Yep.
I'm really glad that got taken because I don't think I was going to take it, but I had it on under two categories.
Yeah.
And was hoping somebody was thinking about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm making my list and everything. Like, oh, I hope somebody else is thinking about it because I'd love to get to reference it and hear it. You know, put the chorus in the podcast when we edit it. And
I'm really glad I had that one on the list of four. There's four that I love in movies. That and the two that I love, two of them are gone, of course. So. I'm wondering what y'all got for the what we still have Lunsford's pick left in movie next, and then me and then Devin. What categories Devin have left? Devin has sad song. Left. Okay.
Yeah, we'll end with Devin being sad.
Okay. I think I'm gonna get creative. I'm gonna do a creative pick, and it is not gonna translate. The voting.
So you're basically saying you're giving in a little bit?
I'm giving in. It's not going to translate on the board when people look at it. But, and this song, it was 6 seconds in the movie. And it's not, the performance is by the main character of the movie.
Why are you going to make a bad pick here?
Because it cracks me up. No, it's like
you don't have to make
a bad pick. It's like I love it. It's so funny to me.
It's an authentic pick.
Like
okay.
When I think of best use of a song, it achieved the most, the highest comedy it could in a Christmas movie, and what is probably my favorite Christmas movie. And Joy to the World in Christmas Vacation, performed by Clark Griswold. When he's doing the lights and they're all right, drum roll. Joy to the world. And then no lights. Like they don't come on.
Yes.
That's pretty good because you get a Christmas, classic song there. That's like the IP there is high level, so you're going to see Joy to the World that Lunsford has Joy to the World on his Christmas song list. So that is going to help your voting, and of course the usage in the moment is good. So that's actually a very strong pick. I think that's clever and strong. Yeah.
If you listen to this podcast, if you just see it on the board, it might not hit, but usage in a movie, I think the way it was used and if everybody can remember how it was used, it's so funny.
Yeah, and plus the title, Joy to the World, is strong anyway. So I think it's solid. I think that's good. I didn't have that.
That's a good pick.
I think that's really, really good.
I mean, can y'all picture Chevy Chase? Do you remember what that
scene looked like? Yeah, that's probably the most popular, like most iconic kind of scene. That movie's loaded with stuff. And it has a bunch of songs in it, too.
Oh, yes, a lot.
They spend a lot on whatever it costs to get that kind of thing in those movies. Okay. So I've got to go movie now.
Yeah, you got one more?
Yeah, I want to use the creative.
What's your genre?
I got movie to go here.
Oh, you got
movie? That's all I got left here. Yeah, and I just have what I think is such a cool pick, but I know it won't play. But I think it is really super good. So I'm going to pick that one that I think is really better. But I just have such a creative one to mention, an honorable mention, but that I would want to pick. But I can't tell what people think. But You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. That song is huge, and it is for the... It's Dr. Seuss, and it's set in the movie for the movie, and a great song. And the Grinch that stole Christmas is such a strong Christmas concept. It's one of my favorite Christmas stories. And there's a song that narrates it exactly on all over it. Dr. Seuss, you know. So to me, that song in that movie, as its usage, is all over the place. So that you're a Meme with Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
I love it. I had it on mine. Written by Boris Karloff and sung by Thurl Ravenscroft.
Thurl.
T-H-U-R-L.
This is unreal.
Yeah.
You're a
And so that
one.
Takes Thurl I mean, it's off, perfect. Off that of voice the board for if anybody perfect. Else wanted to use him.
Yeah, Thurl's gone. Shit. Ravenscroft.
God damn it.
Ravenscroft's off the board.
But that Boris Karloff sure could write a song, couldn't he?
Oh, unreal.
I mean, that takes the movie off the board, right? Yeah. I mean,
Nobody, nobody's talking about how I took Clark Griswold off the board.
No, I agree.
Fair enough.
For
performance.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Sorry. No, that's good.
But I was thinking, my song, I was probably going to pick, I had both of those on there. I was like, man, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. But also, Welcome Christmas is so, Yahoo Dore. Yeah. You know, that is, and then at the end, I mean, whatever that is, that, it could have probably, I almost thought about that for the saddest song, but definitely under Best Christmas. Like, that movie has just amazing music. Boris Karloff, just unreal.
Devin, you got one more?
Okay, I got one more. I'm last. So I feel pretty strong about my pick so far, but I want to round it off nicely, you know?
Yep.
So for saddest song, there's multiple ways you could take this. It's a tone thing. Or a lyric thing. Toby went the lyric route, but we've had tone play a part too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So which route do I take? I'm gonna go a route of lyrics, not necessarily tone, but maybe a little bit. Now, Christmas Time Is Here was a big one for me that Toby.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go Last Christmas.
Nice.
Bye. Wham. Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
I mean, you know
not
what I'm saying?
Not the Emery one.
Yeah, not the Emery
not
one.
The Jimmy World one or the Emery one.
Yeah.
Wham.
I'm going to go with the
Wham. No, we had a whole different song called Last Christmas.
You know, I mean, it has a fun tone to it, but it is supposed to be sad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a breakup song. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like the sadder ones were probably taken already, but I think, you know, it plays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. It's very
sad.
Yeah,
I think I like it. I'm surprised. Okay, can we talk
about
that?
Well, hold on. I got
a surprise.
We're
going to recap. Oh, surprise.
We got a surprise. Shit.
Yeah.
We're going to run it back for a lightning round. One more pick lightning round. Run right back Christmas carols / Jesus songs.
Lightning round, so we got to go fast.
You got to go fast.
Okay. All right.
So this is, it's going to make a big impact on your board, but you're not going to get, you don't get a lot of time to defend
all
it.
Right.
You just got to roll with it.
Got it. I'm ready.
Devin,
I'm ready.
You're
let's
up.
go fast.
I'm
I want to get
you're up, Devin.
Push him.
I'm going Oh Holy Night.
That's what I wanted. Everybody wanted that one.
Oh, no. All right.
I mean, it has a huge part in it.
Yeah, I wanted it. I wanted that.
All right, Matt. Damn, Devin.
Damn.
Sorry.
That's definitely crushed it.
Christmas Carol.
Or Jesus Song, however you want it. Yeah.
Yeah. Either. I mean, there's some strong
ones. And Joy to the World's gone because
Joy to the World is out.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't have to be Jesus. It's like Christmas Carol, like you're singing door to door.
Either or.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like you deck the halls. Caroling. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay. I'm going.
Also, Jingle Bells is gone.
Jingle Bells is gone. Good, that's why I'm glad I got it.
I mean, yeah, that'd probably be top carol for sure.
Yeah. Enjoy the World. We're gone.
I'm going Hark the Herald.
Hark's Angel good. Thing. Hark's good.
That's a strong pick.
I feel good about it.
Yep.
How about We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, solid.
That's a good one.
But Joy to the World, probably, maybe, that's a big one.
It's a big one.
I took it for Clark Griswold.
Silent Night's a big one.
Oh, that's Silent right. would have been. But we're past. We're sorry, past. We're not, we got to go to honorable sorry. Mention from there. But yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Silent Night. Sorry. Wow.
All right. So we're gonna do a recap real quick, and then we'll hit some honorable mentions. So we'll just go in order by person. Devin, for Rock, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms.
Mm-hmm.
For Crooner, Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Yep.
Sad Song, Last Christmas by Wham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Best Use in a Movie, Rocking Around the Christmas
Tree. Damn, Devin
Alone
got a good one.
By Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
And then
Christmas Carol, Oh Holy Night.
Man, damn, Devin's going to win again.
First slot. He had first pick last time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a couple spots where other people are stronger. Maybe.
Yeah, that's going to play really well.
Matt could have gone first.
Oh. Matt, for Crooner, you had Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
I mean, that's huge.
I'm going to win.
Rock, Jingle Bells, Brian Setzer, though.
Setzer. That's solid. That's solid.
That's the stretch.
Sad Song, I'll Be Home for Christmas by Michael Bublé.
That's
fuck, I'm going to lose again.
Movie.
No, you're not.
Movie, you took Mr. Grinch by Schlockendicker.
Ravensdale.
All right.
Thurl.
Shit.
And then you had Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. Caroling. Okay. Well, you know,
You're in this.
For Crooner, I got Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by fucking Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Sad Song, I got The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
That is.
I see how you did that.
Rock music, I got All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
That's on the fence.
I gave you the opportunity,
it's on the fence, but it's a good choice.
I would have moved it to movie.
This all sounds good on a recap. And you got Joy to
people,
the World.
It might burn you though with the fame. Joy to the World. Burn you.
We'll see. Movie, I got Joy to the World by Clark Griswold. And I got Hark the Herald Angels Sing for my carol. Toby Crooner. Okay. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's great.
Andy Williams.
Rock, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Bruce Springsteen.
Huge.
Would have been my number one pick for Rock. Sad, Christmas Shoes by New Song.
It is the saddest.
In so many ways.
It is very sad.
Movie, Christmas Time is Here. Charlie Brown.
That's Vince Guaraldi. You're not going to win, though. No, it's Devin and Lunsford. Devin's probably going to win. Lunsford.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas is your...
That's a big one, though.
Hey, Toby can't win.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I'm killing it.
I don't think you're going to
win. I have one.
You're not winning.
I've already won.
No.
You're insane.
So let's... All right, let's roll into some honorable mentions.
Are you insane? I'm really trying to figure out if you're insane because
I've seen the votes, the way
good
the voters' behavior is just it's just like the you know they vote you know, they just go it's they want this the,
I mean yeah
they want to vote I'll for just the mainstream stuff you know what I mean
yeah
you gotta,
I got this the strategy
Devin Devin what? Ran away with the last one and yeah. It's ridiculous.
I don't think I'll run away with this one.
I think this one will be a lot closer. But
yeah, I think so.
So, all right, let's talk about some honorable mentions. A lot of stuff left on the board that we weren't able to get to. To me, the most interesting honorable mention category, because you're getting to talk about movies and the song, is definitely the movie category.
Mm.
And the first one that comes to mind for me is that I had the Auld Lang Syne from It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a New Year's song.
Which is not, it's a Christmas song. I looked it up. I was like, it was originally not a holiday song at all. And then it became a Christmas song, I think maybe because of, I don't even know why. And then it became a New Year's song somehow. But it was in It's a Wonderful Life at the end. So it's a fucking Christmas song, I think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that scene in that movie is,
the scene is
incredible.
Big.
Just huge. Big payoff. Yeah. And then the other funny one I thought was, or the other Home Alone one I thought was good would Run Rudolph Run, where they're running through the airport.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I thought that would have been
There's
good.
There's a big one that I didn't really, when I was re-listening to some of them, it's in Home Alone 2, it's All Alone for Christmas. It's, if you heard the song, it would be like, oh,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But it's not one that you think of when you think of Christmas songs.
On the board.
But it's a really big one, like in Home Alone.
Yeah.
I was dying not to pick in the movie, This Is Halloween, on the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I thought Halloween for Christmas,
I know that wouldn't play, but damn. And everybody knows that, and everybody likes that, and that's creative as hell. Yeah, so that is so cool, and I hated not using it, but I still went. Yeah. I went Grinch over that. But This Is Halloween is somebody's favorite Christmas song. Ooh, yeah. In usage in a movie. Ooh,
yeah.
I was surprised. I really was thinking going Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah,
because like Holly Jolly Christmas or Silver and Gold, Silver and Gold, and of course Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. I mean, that's a killer.
Well,
one.
I love, again, in Christmas Vacation, the tuba version when Cousin Eddie's emptying the shitter. Just out there burping and drinking and smoking. Yeah, I have Coldplay has a Christmas song that I love that I feel like nobody even knows. It's called Christmas Lights. I mean, I think a lot of people heard it, but it's sad. It's really good, but I mean, what are some other big ones that y'all think were kind of left off?
As far as rock, are we talking any genre?
Yeah. Throw it out there.
Well, rock, I have a few. Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles.
Yeah, I had it on there.
Is a big one. It's just that intro.
Yeah, that was a big
Bells will be ringing. You know, that's just
and I
big.
Thought that. Yeah, I thought actually thought that could go under saddest song too.
It could. So yeah. That's my favorite rock one, and I picked All I Want for Christmas because I thought it'd play better. But
now this plays in your favor, Lunsford. Christmas Baby Please Come Home by her name's Darlene Live. It's snow is coming down, Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty much the same All I Want for Christmas Is You genre, and that is probably considered a rock. Little Saint Nick by Beach Boys.
That was my second one. I was like, I was going to pick that.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's such a good rock song.
And then the last one that is Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph.
That's going to make
it to town. I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's a great song. I had Blue Christmas, and also I was surprised no one had this one. I thought this one was going to go. Feliz Navidad.
There wasn't a good category for it.
Feliz Navidad. For rock.
Yeah, it could go
it's
rock.
It's totally
a
rock song.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was like a great rock song to pick, but
that's
it
a
didn't
good
go.
One.
So. I like Merry Christmas Baby by Beach Boys the best.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But Little Saint Nick is so classic. Yeah. But
I had you pick Nat King Cole. Wait, what'd you pick Nat King Cole for?
I picked him for Sad, the Christmas song.
That's good. Well, I had him for a crooner, potential crooner.
Yeah.
I mean,
that song would have worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
well,
good.
And that's what I thought. Like, when I look at my movie list, it's just all like, you know, like that song. The Catch Me If You Can scene had that in it. The Christmas song where he's like, escape the airplane. And then you had we picked a lot of stuff that could have been in the movie category too, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you pulled it off the board. Like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. All I want
a big
Christmas.
One I thought for the movie that could have played, and maybe there's even another song in the movie, I'm trying to think. But Elf has gotten so popular so quickly.
Yeah.
For a Christmas movie that it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's
in
the
shower.
One.
I mean, that's a pretty
That's a
big
solid
pick.
One for a movie for sure.
And
right.
You know, that even that version, I mean, the original version is really awesome, but just that version of them in that scene is pretty huge.
Cassie pitched that one to me. She was like, what about that one? We were talking about it today. And I was like, I kind of hate when Zooey Deschanel sings.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like it. I don't mind it, but there's, I mean, it almost feels like it's like she's just making herself sing more that way than she needs to or something. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, she has a cool voice, I think.
And crooner, so whenever I get home and I put on... So the first Christmas album I'll play will be Michael Bublé Christmas.
Yeah.
And the first track is...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's my tone setter. I like it to start low and let's rise into it instead of going
Andy
Williams.
To blast Andy Williams.
You like a blast? Yeah, I want to start low.
Yeah.
It's beginning.
I mean, Bublé, it's hard to beat that Bublé Christmas album.
It's a great record.
I mean, it's unreal.
It is.
Did y'all see the SNL skit where they did the parody of it? Where he was doing the Bublé Christmas duets. Oh, man, it's so funny. He had, like, he was hosting SNL, and they did it where he was doing the new Bublé Christmas album, but it was duets. And it had, like, him and Tom York, and he's in Silent Night, Holy Night, like, you know. And then, like, Lady Gaga was just in a costume. She didn't even sing, you know, and had the MIA... chick with a gun and shit
up on the rooftop
with the guy. Yeah, look it up, it's good. But
that's funny.
There's a couple of sads.
And crooner, yeah. And crooner, it's just as we're on it, I thought I had Perry Como on there.
Oh,
he had a bunch of them, like Winter Wonderland. Yep. He did Jingle Bells too. Yep. So
the couple of sad ones that aren't maybe as well known, but there's a Nat King Cole one called The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot. That's sad.
Oh my God.
It has a line that says, "In the street, he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys." Oh, I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot. But that's not the saddest one. That's not the saddest one. The saddest one is a song called Faith in Santa. And I don't know if you know. It's by Herman Lammers. And...
Herman Lammers.
It's about a homeless kid named Billy who finds Santa and asks him if he can go live with Jesus in heaven where people are much nicer than the abusive family he ran away from. And then he dies. And the lyric says, "I'm so tired and sleepy now," Santa said. The child looked toward the sky with a sigh. He relaxed against Santa's chest and peacefully closed his eyes. Santa quickly felt for the little boy's pulse. "Someone please get the doctor," he said. But when the ambulance took Billy away, everyone knew he was dead.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's the lyrics?
Yeah, to Faith in Santa.
God.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow. So check that out. I haven't heard it, but just this internet showed it to me. So
I got
to
hear that now.
That is no good.
Faith in Santa. Oh, my gosh.
But the kids in those songs feel bad for the kid in Christmas Shoes. They feel bad for him. I mean, he's even worse.
Yes.
Shoes.
All right, I guess that's it.
That was fun.
We will post this and let people go vote. I think typically we're putting this up like the voting like a day after this post. So if you're listening to this when the date comes out, you go vote tomorrow. On various pages on the internet.
Where thank you, might you in advance.
Us. Yeah, thank you. Devin's.
Thank you. I'm just thanking them for
Devin's for win.
Feliz Navidad.
In advance.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I don't know.
Nobody picked him. Nobody honorable mentioned Emery. That's fucked up.
I know. Yeah, we have Christmas music. We have one. We have Christmas music right now that we are selling.
We got a bunch of the ones mentioned, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Right, the Herman Lammers Meyer song has 8,000 views on Spotify, 8,000 listens.
That'll be all so right, awesome if it shoots up.
Herman has 196 monthly listeners himself. So.
Let's blow Herman up with that song.
Blow him up.
Please go listen to it all you can, folks. Let's blow him up. He's like, let's give him a good Christmas.
All right, that's the music draft. Christmas songs. Thanks. Don't forget to go vote for who you think won the Christmas draft. If you go to the show notes, there's a link there. The voting will be live the day after this episode drops. Also check out the It's All Over socials, Emery Land, Facebook.
We'll post the link on Emory Instagram, all that stuff. Or you can go to my Instagram, either Aaron Staines or Aaron Michael Lunsford. I haven't decided which one to use for this yet. Go check it out and make your voice heard.
Blue memories start.